The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
"Woe to me, a man of unclean lips." That's what Isaiah said as he was in that vision in the presence of God. All of us have unclean lips because of the gossip sometimes we engage in, because of the swearing sometimes we do, because using God's name in vain. But besides being people of unclean lips, we are also people of closed lips when it comes to Jesus. Jesus says, "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops." Do we speak the name of Jesus? Is the name of Jesus on our lips? Do we share with others how Jesus is active and alive in our lives? Do we share the love, the mercy, the compassion of Christ with others? Do we share God's word? Are our lips open, or are they shut? A lot of times for us Catholics, many of us didn't grow up being taught or heard that you're supposed to share your faith. And there's many reasons for it. But now the world needs to hear the words of truth and life. The world needs to hear about Jesus, about his promise of this kingdom that he has prepared for us and invites us to become citizens of it. Do we speak the truth? Do we tell what Jesus whispers to us in our hearts, in our minds? The last, couple of sentences in today's gospel is something for us to reflect on. Jesus says, "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." Are we acknowledging Jesus, or are we denying?